So I'm sitting in a small bank branch out in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. It's a very typical bank branch. There's a desk with a smiling teller, and really plain gray carpet, fluorescent lighting overhead. There's a table with little brochures and free lollipops.
You gotta have the free lollipops. I mean,
that's the only reason I go to the bank. The thing that is different about this bank, different than any other bank branch you've likely ever been in, Stacey, is that it is barreling down the road at 45 miles an hour.
It's just like driving a boat, but instead of in the water, obviously, you're on the road.
That's Brandon Onifer. He's the security guard slash driver here at the Bank of Bird in Hand. It's a small community bank based in the town of Bird in Hand, Pennsylvania. And we are speeding along in what he refers to as the mobile banking unit, but what I insist on calling the Bankmobile.
Gotta call it the Bankmobile.
To the Bankmobile.
To the Bankmobile.
There's wide turns. You're not slowing down very quickly. You're not drag racing anybody. Slow and steady wins the race, I guess.
To paint a picture, this is a 29-foot-long van, about the size of a large RV, and it's modded out to be a full-service bank branch. On the inside, there's an office area with desks and computers where you can sit down with a banker and open an account or go over a loan agreement. It's got a walk-up teller window for making deposits and cashing checks. It has even got an ATM and a full bathroom.
There was a lot of customers that couldn't reach us. The idea came about of, well, maybe we could get to them.
Jennifer Halligan is the chief financial officer here at the Bank of Bird in Hand, and she says that the bank's two brick-and-mortar locations, they just weren't cutting it.
That was birth of the idea of, let's see if we can actually put a bank branch on wheels and go out there and reach those customers that couldn't reach us.
And the reason that the bank's customers were having trouble reaching them? Well, most of them commute by horse and buggy.
That is because the Bank of Bird in Hand serves Lancaster County's sizable Amish community. And because of the Amish community's cultural and religious beliefs, they don't generally have electricity in their homes, and they tend to limit their use of phones and automobiles. And that means that accessing banking services can be really complicated. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
And I'm Darius Rafieyan. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. Today on the show, how one bank gave a whole new meaning to the term mobile banking.
And how the Bank on Wheels model is changing the way people access financial services far beyond Amish country.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from SAP Concur. Employees can submit expenses from anywhere. It's how the best-run businesses make their expenses run better. SAP Concur. Learn more at concur.com/NPR. Support also comes from Capital One. Capital One's indicator is zero because they offer accounts with zero fees or minimums, and they offer accounts that can be opened from anywhere in 5 minutes. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Capital One N.A.
Just before 9 a.m., we pulled up at our first stop of the day, the parking lot of a milking equipment wholesaler. And it's on the side of this two-lane highway. These giant 18-wheeler trucks are just zooming by. The Bankmobile is rocking back and forth each time. And just above the din of the traffic, you can make out the sound of horse hooves.
I was always wishing for a bank closer.
John Stoltzfus is a member of the local Amish community. He's wearing a wide-brimmed straw hat. He has a long gray beard extending from under his chin.
When I heard this is coming here, I said, I'm going to start an account here, and I'm going to come here to do my banking.
John's here today to make a deposit. He's a dog breeder, and when he sells his puppies, it's pretty much entirely a cash business. And it used to be that he'd have to bring all that cash into town to make a deposit.
How long would it take you to get there?
Oh, if I take my team, it takes me about an hour and a half. If I get a driver, I can go and come back, you know, but I don't like to always be getting drivers.
Right.
I like to take my team.
That's your horses?
My horse and bogey.
In a lot of ways, of course, the Bank of Bird in Hand is frozen in time. Most of the transactions here are done the way, you know, banking transactions all used to be done, face to face.
And partially that's because of the unique challenges associated with banking with this particular community. The Amish, they don't generally have credit history. They don't buy traditional insurance. They don't have driver's licenses. They basically don't use credit or debit cards at all.
So that means it's important for lenders here at the bank to forge personal connections with their customers. So they get to know your extended family. They'll accept church membership roles as a form of identification. They'll come out personally and visit your farm or your store.
Yeah, I feel they're willing to work a little bit more with me.
John Zulk runs a small farm here in Lancaster County. He has about 2,000 chickens. He dabbles in a little produce. He's at the Bankmobile today to open an account. He is already a customer at another local bank, but it's way out in Quarryville.
I don't have time to run to Quarryville all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets too expensive with a taxi for me to run up there every week. So I was kind of looking for something in the area, and I was really tickled when this started.
On top of the logistical challenges of just getting to the bank, John says his old bank just wasn't well equipped to serve his needs.
I was not able to get a line of credit up there for overdraft protection. They told me I need to own real estate to get it. And I said, I don't have it. I mean, I have farm equipment, come on. They won't listen.
The Amish community of Lancaster, Pennsylvania is a unique case. It has its own unique challenges. It's not exactly representative of most people's experience. But the underlying problem of a community being underserved by the financial industry, that is actually really common. The FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, they estimate that 14 million American households are completely unbanked, don't have a bank account at all. And many millions more are underbanked. And believe it or not, this bank on wheels model is actually increasingly being used to reach those underserved communities.
Dozens of banks and credit unions across the U.S. have rolled out their own mobile branches. Wells Fargo and SunTrust have both sent out mobile units to serve customers in the aftermath of hurricanes. The Royal Bank of Scotland has a whole fleet of banks on wheels that go all over the Scottish Highlands and other rural areas. This model has also been used in places like Ghana and Oman, where large swaths of the population are totally disengaged from the financial system.
As banking technology continues to hurtle into the future and electronic banking becomes the go-to way for most people to access banking services, it's really easy to forget that there are huge chunks of the population that are completely getting left behind. And maybe that's because they live in rural areas or they don't have access to the internet, whatever the reason is. And for those communities, the current infrastructure of the financial system, it's just not working.
Jennifer Halligan, the CFO of Bird in Hand, says driving a 14,000-pound bank on wheels out into the countryside might seem a little strange, but in fact, it is helping to solve this very problem.
The mobile app and internet banking is totally the wave of the future for, you know, most Americans. But for our clientele, this makes much more sense.
And from what I can see, it seems to be working. Here at the Bankmobile, a little crowd is gathered. They're all chatting in Pennsylvania Dutch, waiting for the ATM. Little kids are running around in their straw hats and their bonnets, eating the free lollipops they got from the bank tellers. I caught back up with John Zook right after he had...
Oh, the guy who was trying to open an account.
Yeah, he just finalized his new account, and he said it went really well.
Success!
That's going to work out pretty good, I think, to come up here on Tuesdays and deposit my checks and run back home.
I gotta say, as weird as this idea sounds, it does seem to be one way to plug some of the gaps in the financial system, to catch some of those people that fell through the cracks.
Right.
So, you know, like, maybe we'll see more bankmobiles on the road.
We can only hope.
You know, just watch out for wide turns.